This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you go to tacticalholsters.com, what you're going to find is, besides holsters, they're going to have a lot of other things. If you're looking for tactical nylon, they have it. Chest rigs. The Contact series is the best of its size that I've ever seen. Belts, belt systems, ways to carry the your ammunition. All of those things are sitting there waiting on you at tacticalholsters.com. I have started to mix with this rabble-rousing group of guys out of the Northeast that are, they probably stand out like radioactive pieces of kryptonite amongst all of those gun grabbers in certain places. I'm, of course, talking about Arbalest Quarrel. Joining me again is Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
You know, I was just thinking about Steven. Steven is always on the move because he's going to, like, physical therapy. Maybe we should tell him if he didn't pick up a suitcase and go traveling all the time, he would heal.
I think he took your word for it, because he's got a nice trip to the Caribbean right now.
I know.
And, soaking up some sun, just the opposite of what we have here in Cleveland. And I assume that it's the opposite that workers are having as well.
I kind of picture him with the old leather valise with those travel stickers all over. Does that sound about right for him?
That would probably come close to the truth.
For me and you, looking around in our rational, logical world, it seems like the rest of the world sort of snapped like a proverbial rubber band, because President Barack Obama put together this list of nations to stop something, and Donald Trump said, "Good idea, Barry. I think I'll go ahead and do it," and did it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, everybody just snapped. And they're calling a whole bunch of different things. Let's talk about this executive order of the which is a suspension on the vetting of refugees. They're going to me looking at it, I know you're going to break down a couple of things for me, but for me to look at it, just sort of seems like he's just saying, you know, there's nobody actually answering the phone in Syria. Maybe we should figure out a way to actually vet these people.
Well, actually, if you remember, Bill, that was an important point of Donald Trump's platform. He said, "I am going to protect the American people," and his slogan, "America First," is spot on as to what exactly he intended to do and what he is in fact doing. And it's very clear that the mainstream media, the liberals, the Democrats, the internationalists, the globalists around the world cannot deal with an individual who is so straightforward, direct, and clear on what he intends to do. No one should be surprised by that. And I think that they are. I think that the feeling is that no one intended or expected that Donald Trump would actually be true to his word. How refreshing to have a president in office that's actually honest with the people and true to his convictions.
Yeah, but they weren't expecting him to actually do what he said he was going to do, were they? I mean, this has caught them completely flat-footed.
Well, the argument really against Trump's inaugural address. They figured that, as most presidents, they take a 180-degree about turn to all their campaign promises and their direct communication to the base and attempt to smooth ruffled feathers. And Donald Trump didn't do that. Basically, he doubled down and said what I told the American people during the campaign. I intend to be true to those words. And he emphasized that point in the inaugural address. And no one knows quite what to do. You have these liberals like Chuck Schumer. I think he actually sported a couple tears when for dramatic effect when he was when he had his props on the stage, the Muslims, when he was trying to emphasize the point that Donald Trump was clearly working against what Schumer apparently believes and those like him to be the values of America. And then we hear it from the previous president, Barack Obama, who, as Sean Hannity had said, should be back on the golf course and leave the running of the nation to those who are better suited to do just that.
The Schumer, now I keep hearing Schumer making a whole bunch of noise. All of these Democrats are making a whole bunch of noise.
Yeah, I'm Pelosi.
That's going to sort of like, first of all, he's going to make McConnell go thermonuclear, isn't he? Especially on this, the Supreme Court nominee. And McConnell, I saw a statement he got out there and he said, we're going to use the Harry Reid standard.
I don't know quite what he's getting at, but it's very clear that those guys really don't have any firm convictions beyond the next election. They are concerned about themselves. And that is true of Chuck Schumer and virtually, I would say, 99% of the politicians in office. I would say that clearly Donald Trump doesn't fall into that category. And actually, Bernie Sanders didn't either, though he did capitulate at the end in his support of Clinton through apparently some strong-arm tactics. But that's neither here nor there because he's not running the country, and that's definitely a good thing. And we haven't heard anything, at least that I'm aware of, from Hillary Clinton and her husband. And that, too, is a good thing. So what do we have, really? We have a number of people in this country yelling, ranting, and waving, and marching to who knows what cause. And you have to ask yourself, too. And as we had talked briefly before the show, Bill, the what strikes me as very interesting is that I don't think these marches just happen. I think they happen for a reason. And you have to look at the interests behind these things. But very clearly, they do not represent, I believe, the mood of the country.
Let me get you to hold up there. We're coming up on the first break. ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find their stuff at Amoland.com. You can find them at ArbalistQuarrel.com. And every Monday, it seems like you can find them right here at Lock and Load. When we get back, more on this misinformation we're being fed.
eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality, modularity, and indestructibility. This is truly this whole system, the Kydex that Jesse Lockhart has put together, is something to be seen. This is stuff designed for combat. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. We are discussing the misinformation campaign going on right now about quote-unquote the Muslim ban currently in fashion right now around all of the major metropolitan airports. Joining me again from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. The ACLU got out there and actually, I don't think they were ever intending to stop people that had green cards or anything else out there. I mean, in the implementation of this executive order, some people got swept up. Do you think the ACLU actually won anything, or was this just something that just they just eked out and it doesn't change anything?
Well, actually, Bill, I wanted to take a close look at the petition. And actually, there were several petitions that were filed by the ACLU in New York and I believe in Washington State, possibly, too. But I wasn't able to take a look at the actual petition. It wasn't available yet. When you look at the mainstream media, when they refer to petitions that have been filed, desires or goals to be obtained, they never cite to the actual language of the petition itself. And the legal search material that would be normally available on Lexis wasn't available this morning, and probably not in Westlaw. But I will take a look at it because I know quite a few attorneys want to see it. But basically, it comes down to this. There was a writ of habeas corpus that is the basis of the petition. And a writ of habeas corpus, which actually is a right of individuals that appears in the Fourth Amendment, is basically an action by an individual appealing to the court, indicating that that particular person has been wrongly confined in prison. And if that's the case, then I think that the use of the writ in this instance is probably the wrong sort of mechanism, because no one has been confined to prison against their will. Basically, what it comes down to is that people came here and they want to continue on to be admitted into the United States. And basically, Donald Trump in his executive order has stated that, look, we're going to have a temporary hold on this. It's not permanent. I think given either whether you're a green card holder or without a green card, it's a 90-day or 180-day wait. But the whole point has to do with vetting. Now, what the court, as far as I know, and again, I haven't looked at the actual petition. I haven't looked at the actual order, but it appears that the court in New York agreed to issue an injunction. And even though the marchers are hailing it as a great victory, it really is no such thing. Basically, what the court has done is basically said that the government cannot deport these people back to the country that they came from. But the court also said that these people have no right at this particular moment to enter into the United States. So basically, they're really in a state of limbo. They can stay in the airport, apparently, if they want, but they're not going to come into this country until they've been properly vetted. And the other issue regarding constitutionality, which you hear all over the place, primarily from politicians saying, oh, this is against their First Amendment rights. This is against due process. This is against equal protection. This is an attack on Muslims. And the fact of the matter is that it really isn't. Yes, these individuals from certain countries like Syria and Yemen and Iraq and Iran and Somalia and Libya, are dangerous terrorist strongholds. And the fact is that radical terrorists are Islamists, are Muslims. Now, the fact that the hold on allowing these people to come into the country affects Muslims is not to say that automatically that means that there's an equal protection constitutional violation, because what you have to understand and what none of these politicians state is that Donald Trump is not saying we don't want Muslims here. We don't want Muslims. Anyone who already an American citizen who's a Muslim can leave. No, that's not the case at all. He's saying we don't want terrorists here, but we don't know which of the Muslims are terrorists and which aren't. So that in imposing a temporary ban on Muslims, it's incidental to the goal of Donald Trump to protect the American citizen. And in that respect, I tend to believe that in this case, these cases against these people are put on the mirror. The issue of constitutionality that's brought by the ACLU is going to fall flat on its face, because Trump is doing everything that he should be doing. In fact, I took another look at the preamble of the Constitution, and I think Chuck Schumer ought to take a look at it, too, and so should Nancy Pelosi. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Right.
Now,
let me get you to hold up. We're coming up on the break again. That's what happens every time you start going off on these things. I just get sort of transfixed and I forget. Hey, we have a break coming up. When we get back, we're going to continue on with this about what Trump has actually done and the contribution that all of the quote unquote journalists are making concerning fake news right now. Just because Roger knows what he's talking about. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Plus the fact, I know of one that got ridden over by an M1 Abrams tank that had to have a warranty. I know of one that was next to an IED when it went off, and they got a warranty on that. Other than that, I don't know of any warranties that have ever had to be used. This is the such. This is such a G-Code. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I am joined again by Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We're trying to pick apart the minutiae as the mainstream media both has an aneurysm and continues to talk somehow while the non-existent Muslim ban goes into effect and the airports become a focal point. You were saying, sir?
Well, what I was saying was that Donald Trump has a duty to the American people. He doesn't have a duty to Muslims who are not American citizens, and having a green card does not make them American citizens. He has no duty to the people of the EU and to their self-righteous, pious remarks about what America should do to defend itself. We can see that the EU has done a tremendous job in defending its own people. And Merkel, who ought to keep her mouth shut, has a lot to answer for, allowing a million refugees to come into the country. And the result has been what? A number of people in Germany, in France, in the Netherlands, I believe even in the Scandinavian countries have either been murdered or assaulted or are under constant threat. So what is it that these people want, and what is it that people like Schumer and Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, what do they want for us? Do they want America to be like the European Union? Well, many people in this country do not care to see that, and many people in this country have voiced their desire to preclude any EU-style government and society from forming in this country. And we intend to hold on to our values. Now, that's another thing. We hear a constant talk about values and about appropriate American values. And yet it's never quite clear what people like Schumer and Obama and Pelosi and even John McCain of the Republicans and others mean by that, except perhaps that we should give up many of our basic traditional notions of morality as reflected in our Bill of Rights for a more modern notion of morality and values as reflected in the European Union. And really, when it comes down to it, certain words that have become basically negative terminology utilized by the liberal left, like nationalism, like protectionism, like isolationism, are starting to have a new meaning and a positive meaning. One thing that I find quite remarkable, too, that you would think that with all the problems in the EU brought about by the refugee problem, that the European Union would be looking to strengthening their borders and taking a close look at their policies toward this refugee situation. Now, I know that there are other lawyers that say that we're bound by the Geneva Convention to allow in refugees. Well, the Geneva Convention does not trump our Constitution. And again, the duty of our leaders from the President and Congress and the Supreme Court is to protect the Constitution and the people of this country. That is where we begin. And I think if we look at policies from that standpoint and see what works and what doesn't, we could see to what extent politicians and lawyers and the mainstream media are honest in their in the points that they raise and dishonest in the points that they raise. And again, simply delivering words of piety and morality, that sounds really nice when you do not have to be take the brunt of the danger associated with the impact of that so-called morality. People like Merkel and Holland and France and Obama in our own country, as leaders, have all the protection they need from the worst sorts of backlashes from the decisions they make. But it's the average person who pays the price for that. And it's really remarkable that people forget what happened on 9/11. They forget what happened in San Bernardino. They forgot what happened in Columbus, Ohio. And part of it is due to the mainstream media. They simply don't want people to remember. And the public generally, unfortunately, has a very short-term memory. And this has got to turn around, and it is turning around right now, and in a very major way. And kudos to Donald Trump He's not afraid to throw back any comment, any remark, any statement of false piety that's thrown at him when it comes to defending the American people, this country, and this Constitution. And as long as he does that, he's going to succeed. And for those that want to destroy the Constitution and this country and our traditional values and our Bill of Rights, they're going to fail, and they are failing. And so all they can do now is drum up a lot of noise through marches and the mainstream media through that bullhorn, but it's all noise, and it means ultimately nothing.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to talk about this whole thing about this this misnotion, this misconception that they have, and they're trying to preach and make a normal part of the day where we're supposed to just take everybody whenever, as often as they want to come. And I want to bring that up with you. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at amoland.com. And you can find them here every Monday at Lock and Load Radio. Sometimes you can find two of them unless Stephen is out, you know, getting a lei put around his neck and he's got a little drink with an umbrella in it, right? That's what he does, right?
That's what he does.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Okay, if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. I mean, there's no way you can't hook one of these things up. If you want it under the dash of your car, it'll go. You want it under your desk, it'll go. Want it beside your bed, it'll go. Tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Squirrel one more time this hour. Now, Roger, correct me if I'm wrong, but most of these nation states have that seem to want to send us our refugees have very restrictive immigration policy themselves. And at the same time, the region most of these Middle Eastern people are coming from, there's no war going on in Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates or Jordan or Kuwait. Why can't they settle there? Why have they got to come here?
Well, that's a very good question. And, of course, Donald Trump had an answer, but apparently it's gotten very little media coverage. He says, look, we can, why don't we create safe zones for these individuals in those countries like Dubai and Kuwait and the Arab Emirate Republic and and Saudi Arabia.
I saw where Saudi Arabia has agreed to set one up. Doesn't that make better sense? I have always contended that the reason they don't do that, though, is to spread Sharia, to shred Islam, or to spread Islam. Shredding Islam is fine with me. To spread Islam. Now, what do you think?
Well, that clearly is part of the Muslim religion, I believe, as at least the political end of it. And, of course, Flynn has made a point of saying, much to the chagrin of a lot of people, that the religion of Islam is really a political movement that's disguised as a religion. Now, I won't go so far as to say that, but certainly for the a very large segment of Islam, and certainly the radical aspect of it that has the ear of Islam, that in effect is the goal. I don't think that Saudi Arabia would be very upset if all of a sudden the nations of Western Europe and that of the United States suddenly became essentially a Islamic a state. There's always the danger of that. And I think that we can speculate what would happen in this country more and more of these refugees settled here, hundreds of thousands, that would have been the case if Hillary Clinton had won the election. But we do see it in Europe. These individuals really do not wish to assimilate. Now, we talk about Americans as a land of assimilation, and what that really means is that Americans, people coming from other nations, adopt the values and traditions as established by the founders. They see that as a good thing. Now, that's not to say that they don't hold on to their own values and personal values and traditional values at home. And they should. That's part of the nuclear family. That's part of their religion.
Aren't they, once they become naturalized, aren't they like more fervently patriotic than your average walking around American bear that's out there?
I guess it depends on the individual. I think that individuals that have come from oppressed regimes that have a desire to come here honestly, looking for a better life, do so with the idea that they intend to internalize in themselves the values, the true values of our country. That is the morality as reflected in our Constitution and in the papers as are drafted by the founders and in our history. But that may not necessarily be true. And then there's the problem, too, with the radicalization of individuals after the fact. And we hear oftentimes now, especially, well, look, there's been no terrorist at the moment, at least, coming from Syria or Yemen into this country. And as such, terrorists that do exist are homegrown. They are basically American citizens. But that's the argument against bringing many of these people in and really testing their loyalty because they tend to be easily manipulated by social media. And it's sad, but that's the case. We do not see a radicalization of Christians or Jews or Buddhists. But we do see it of these people from these Islamic countries, and simply to protect ourselves from that radicalization doesn't mean that we are attacking that religion. What we're doing is protecting ourselves, and if it appears that we are taking draconian measures, that's incidental. If it seems that we are attacking a person's religion, it's the fact is our goal, the goal of Donald Trump, is to protect this country, and that's what he intends to do.
Well, I mean, without seeming disagreeable, you and I both know that Islam is not like the Baptists. I mean, it's not like some order of church where there's a slight difference in, or deviation in the way they worship. It is a system. They have their own system of finance. They have their own system of justice. They call it Sharia. I mean, that's really what we need to avoid at all costs, right?
Well, that brings up an interesting point. Suppose that we do bring in hundreds of thousands of Muslims in this country, and being to the extent they like to proselytize, to the extent that they do, and believe that their Sharia law is superior to anything we have, which is both a political and theocracy. What if the majority of the people of this country start to adopt that?
Well, if they do, that means that we become an Islamic nation.
I'll tell you what, while I'm thinking about it, we only got 2 minutes left. Can you stick
sure.
through the next segment of the next hour? Can you stick through the first segment
sure.
of the next hour?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
I don't want to leave this undone and just say, okay, well, we'll be talking to Roger next week and we just forget about everything. But please continue.
Yeah.
the danger really is that our democratic principles can be twisted if the majority is duped to believe that a new system, a new value system, is preferable to that which has been in existence since the founding of our country. And I, in that regard, I ought to mention, think of the slogans of Barack Obama. Change versus more of the same. Vote for change. Change we can believe in. Our time for change. It's about time. It's about change. Stand for change. Organize for change. Change, change, change. But what kind of change is he talking about, really? And isn't there a hidden message in that that is really detrimental to the true historical foundations of our morality and our values in this country? That's the thing that's insidious. That's the thing that's scary. That's the thing that we have to protect ourselves against.
Yes. Well, we're going to get into that in the next hour. Just because I want to, this subject fascinates me and everything. Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch them at arbalestquarrel.com, amoland.com, and right here every Monday. We're about to go into hour number three. So everybody stay put, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This, see if I can time this perfectly. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.